Too Many Buns for Rosie. Rosie was an elephant who lived at the zoo. All the keepers called her Nelly, which she thought was very rude, and it made her unhappy. The visitors were not rude. They did not call her anything, and they fed Rosie on fruit and biscuits and buns. Best of all, on buns. Rosie ate all she could get, especially the ones with icing on.
"You're getting fat, Nelly," said the keepers.
But Rosie took no notice.
"I am not called Nelly," she said to herself.
But one day, when she was going back to her house, she got stuck in the doorway.
"Oh dear," thought Rosie. "Those horrid, rude keepers have made the door narrower while I've been waving my trunk at the crowds. Or perhaps it shrunk in the rain."
She heaved and tugged, but she still could not move. And she began to wonder if she would have to stay there forever.
"Perhaps I have eaten too many buns,"
Rosie sobbed, and a big tear ran down her trunk. The keepers came and pushed, and the children shouted,
"Ready, steady, go!"
But she still could not move, and another tear rolled down her trunk. Along came the head keeper's son. He wiped Rosie's tears with a tablecloth he had brought specially from home.
"Don't cry, Rosie,"
he whispered in her ear. And Rosie felt much better.
"Why don't we rub Rosie's skin with oil so she'll slip through the door?"
said the head keeper's son.
"Good idea," said the head keeper.
"Hurrah!"
said the children. They used 100 bottles of coconut oil to make Rosie slippery, and then they all pushed. The head keeper pushed, the other keepers pushed, the children pushed. But the head keeper's son stood by Rosie's head and held her trunk gently.
"Oh, Rosie,"
he whispered in her ear,
"I do want you to get into your house, because it'll soon be dark."
Then, pop! Rosie was pushed into her house at last. And the head keeper, all the other keepers, and all the children went home happy. But the head keeper's son stayed with Rosie for a long time and held her trunk and said,
"I'd like to be your friend."
Next morning, he brought a basket of fruit for Rosie's breakfast and a bucket of paint and a brush. In his very best writing, he painted the word Rosie on the walls of Rosie's house. He told her that until she had lost enough weight to get back through the door, he would visit her every day. And that was exactly what he did. So one fine sunny morning, when the children were calling,
"Rosie, Rosie, come out and see us,"
the head keeper's son proudly led a slim and happy Rosie out into the yard. All the keepers cheered and said,
"Well done, Rosie!"
And the head keeper said,
"Well done, Rosie!"
And all the children said,
"It's lovely to see you again, Rosie!"
Now Rosie is happy, because her friend, the head keeper's son, visits her every day. And twice a day on Saturdays and Sundays. Rosie eats the fruit given her by visitors every day, but she only eats buns on Sundays.